One of the most interesting microwave stories I've ever heard, Quarters. Strange signals were detected by the Parkes telescope in central west New South Wales.
Yep. You know, the famous one.
And all the space nerds thought it was like intergalactic signals. And they were going crazy about it. They were trying to detect what they were, where they were coming from. And they actually found out there were emissions escaping from the microwave in the site's kitchen. I mean, I think it was people pulling out their heated up leftovers from the night before the three beeps had happened.
Okay.
I digress. Australian dietitians have supported the rise in popularity of microwavable meals, with many options actually considered nutritionally balanced and a good alternative. But they do fear younger generations may miss out on valuable cooking skills, which is, it's kind of a double-edged sword
isn't it?
Yeah. So joining us is Lisa Wren. She's an accredited and practicing dietitian. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Steve.
Now, Lisa, microwavable meals used to be associated with laziness. Is that still true?
Well, how about we say convenience? I think it's interesting because over COVID, everyone was cooking, and perhaps now if people are going back to work and realising that they don't have the time. So let's call it convenience, and they're certainly convenient, aren't they?
You got all these new companies. You watch every time you turn the telly on, Lisa. There's an ad for some fresh food company that they send you the week's meals around, and you just whack them in the microwave. Are these things healthy?
Do you know what, Steve? They're actually healthier than takeaway, than a lot of takeaway. So, as a quick alternative, they're not too bad. And certainly, as a dietitian, I do say to people, have you thought about grabbing a microwave meal for occasional things? I think the everyday use is probably not as great, because what they do tend to be a bit low on is vegetables. So that can be a bit of an issue.
We've come a long way from just chicken nuggets being the only thing you can sort of cook in the microwave. These meals, obviously, nutritionally balanced. I guess another good thing is they have portion control, and that's a big problem with dieting, isn't it, limiting your portions?
Absolutely it is. And so I think that a lot of them tend to be quite small, which is helpful for people if they're trying to manage weight or lose weight. So that is an advantage. I think if there's a temptation for people to think they're too small, then what they could do is get a packet of the steam fresh vegetables or something like that, a microwave vegetable that they can put in to bump up the serve size and bump up the vegetables. And then there's definitely a win-win for convenience. Sort of looking at serve size if people think they are a bit small. But you're right, Elise, they are really quite a good portion-controlled serve for sure.
Lisa, I saw a dietitian with a couple of my footy mates in the 80s, and she changed my life. Good morning to Karen Inge, who's a legend.
I'm sure
you'd know her, Lisa. And she also not only advised you on what to eat, but she also showed us how to cook things. Is that an important skill that dietitians still undertake?
Yeah, look, it really is an important skill, and certainly dietitians can be people that help sort of teach people how to cook. And there's certainly life changes that, like, so if young people are moving out of home, if people are all of a sudden finding themselves living alone, then, and they've never had to cook before, then there's certainly times where definitely people need to learn how to cook. And so certainly getting in touch with a dietitian could certainly be a great place to start. But yes, there's no doubt about it. A home cooked meal is more likely to be calorie controlled and contain everything you need rather than relying elsewhere.
Thank you, Lisa Wren, accredited and practicing dietitian. So microwave meals aren't that bad for you. You've got to read the label.
Occasionally. Everything in moderation.
Yeah. But I love that. You've got to snip open a packet of frozen veg as well. There you go. That's a good little tip.
Yeah. Not too hard.